Your early start to the day, which no doubt includes you finding some sustenance, finding something to get your day in the proper frame of action, because you need food and drink in order to face the day. Some say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
For stamina. Yeah. Energy, yes.
And there are many options for breakfast these days. Lots of options for breakfast. And still one of the options that many people enjoy, especially with kids, although I read a lot about how adults enjoy, cereal.
The old standby.
Exactly right. And cereal has been around for a long, long time. Some of the cereal that is still on the shelves today, around when you, listeners, were kids.
You don't have to stand over a stove.
Yeah.
Can't beat that. Quick and easy.
And there's an online source. And, of course, I thought that I had printed out the link up on this, but I don't. But we'll relay the story for you and put a podcast segment of this, too, so you can check it out as necessary again for what we're going to review for you, because I thought it was interesting. It says here, 10 cereal facts that you may not know. Well, now you'll know, because I'm going to present the facts to you. And you tell me if you knew these cereal facts. For example, it says here, Captain Crunch actually has a name.
It's Fred.
Captain Fred Crunch.
Oh, no, that's not it.
No, it's a little bit more okay. Honorable, I guess we could say that. Yes. Captain Crunch, first it says here that, of course, leave it to Twitter. Somebody, it says here on Twitter, recently asked a question about whether Captain Crunch really was a captain. It says, because naval captains typically have four stripes on their sleeves, Captain Crunch has three. Who's noticing this?
Yeah, who knows? There are a few people that know the difference, yes.
Well, probably somebody that was a Navy captain.
Uh-huh,
so
right,
know.
Right.
Anyway, it says Captain Crunch has a name, and it says here that his name is Horatio Magellan Crunch. There's the answer to your trivia question. What's Captain Crunch's name? Horatio Magellan Crunch. So,
okay.
What's the name of his ship? Do we know?
It doesn't say here.
Oh, all right. Because he is a captain, right?
He is, yes. I have to write that down. What's Horatio Magellan Crunch's ship's name? We'll see if we can't find that out for our next cereal fact. Next cereal fact. This has to do with the cereal Honey Smacks.
Oh, well, yeah. I haven't had those in years. Yeah.
Maybe it's a good thing, because it says here that the Environmental Working Group, whatever that is.
The bees?
place Honey Smacks on its very top of its list of 10 worst children's cereals ever, because it is 55.6% sugar by weight.
Oh, that's why I loved it.
Yeah, exactly right. Get your kids going early in the morning. It says here that it contains more sugar than you'll get eating a Twinkie.
Oh! Okay, that's not good.
On a serious note, the fact here says, and remember that it was just 2018, a couple of years ago, when Sugar Smacks had a problem because it was linked to a salmonella outbreak.
Oh, right.
So
right.
Let's see. Do I want the sugar content or the salmonella? Give me the sugar content.
So the Twinkie is healthier, and it will last longer, too.
They just put it up on your shelf. Life.
Yeah.
I did not know this. Fruit Loops have different colors, you know?
Yeah, of course.
That's all it is different colors. There's no difference in the flavor.
No.
Fruit Loops all taste the same. It's just got a different color.
Yeah. Look to it, eh?
That's true.
So if you think you're eating like a red for maybe a strawberry because it's fruit, no, that's not the case. You know, right. Green for a grape, no, that's not the case. Yeah, but whatever the color is, it's just a color. The flavor is the same. It says here that the online source Food Beast describes Fruit Loops as mildly sweetened cardboard. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I did not know this. Rice Krispies. And you know the mascots? Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Yeah, of course. Sure.
There was a fourth mascot for a while.
Oh?
Yeah. Says here that Kellogg's ad executives used a fourth character named Pow in a couple of commercials. He was a spaceman character who never spoke.
Huh.
Instead, he zipped around on some sort of spacecraft and added power to every box of Rice Krispies. Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Pow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that it was short-lived.
Yeah.
Obviously, because it's
yeah,
not
I don't remember
around.
POW.
But there was a POW for a while. Huh. Let's see. I did not know this. Grape Nuts. You know, post-Grape
yeah,
Nuts,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
long-standing
yeah,
cereal?
Yeah.
It was among the sponsors that helped finance Richard E. Byrd's second expedition to the Antarctic in 1933.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it helped energize Sir Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing Norgay's trip to the summit of Mount Everest in 1953, the first climbers to reach the summit.
Wow, it's hardy, hardy for you.
Did not know that. So
good advertising there.
No doubt. Just imagine what we could do with our days if we we're not facing challenges like that. The first cereal to offer a prize. So now, remember as a kid, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You didn't really care what the cereal was. You wanted the prize.
Right.
You open the box, you go right to the prize.
Wheaties?
No. It's a very well-known one. It's been around for a long time. It's a simple one.
Cheerios.
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes. Is that the right? Yeah, cornflakes.
I'm old enough to remember.
It says here that, first ever cereal prize was from a box of Kellogg's Cornflakes in 1909. 1909!
Oh, I don't go that far back.
Well, okay, you want to make the joke?
Yeah, that's art.
Buyers had to actually send away to receive the prize. It was a book called The Funny Jungle Land Moving Pictures Book. And they gave away that same book for 23 years. Very popular prize. But it wasn't in the box. You had to go. But an actual book. Imagine that. Did you remember this? And I don't. And it says it only goes back to the 1970s. Corn Pops. You know, the Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Oh, yeah, right.
Used to be known as sugar Corn Pops before it became known that perhaps it wasn't a good idea to have all that to sugar. So they just changed the name from sugar Corn Pops to just
Corn Pops.
And they're not the first cereal to do so. It says here that it used to be Post had a cereal called Sugar Crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the one with the bear?
Yeah, I think that was the one. Yeah,
they changed it to Golden Crisp. Took the sugar out of it.
Yeah.
Although in Canada it says here it's still known as Sugar Crisp. All right.
Okay.
But the sugar's still important to the flavor.
Still there. Still there. The sugar's still there.
Yeah, right.
They just took it out
they
of the name.
They just tried to sugarcoat the name. Or unsugarcoat the name.
There are many versions of Raisin Bran that are on the market today. But the original maker of Raisin Bran, it says here, a company called Skinner, actually introduced the cereal in 1925. Hmm. In 1942, both Kellogg's and Post introduced Raisin Bran. Skinner sued for trademark infringement.
Hmm.
But the courts said the name Raisin Bran was merely descriptive of the ingredients and said Raisin Bran is for everybody. Now, everyone does have a version of Raisin Bran, you think, but that's why you see it.
Right.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's not a specific name. Let's see. Where am I at here? Do I have them all? Because I want to tie the last two together because they're kind of tied together. And like I said, these are 10 of your cereal facts. Oh, yeah. Here we go. So, number 9, Tony the Tiger.
Of course.
Of course. Frosted Flakes.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually competition for the official mascot attachment. Because when Tony the Tiger first came on the scene, there was also Katie the Kangaroo, Elmo the Elephant, and Newt the New. They were four mascots that were part of the early Frosted Flakes rollout before it was decided that Tony the Tiger was the most popular.
And, yeah.
And Tony survived.
I can see why.
Because he's great! And I did not know this. But speaking of Frosted Flakes, it says when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon in 1969, that Frosted Flakes were aboard Apollo 11. In fact, it was stocked with both Frosted Flakes and Corn Flakes. I thought it was just Tang.
Right.
I didn't know they actually...
Well, that eats something, I suppose.
Yeah, something to wash. Tang washed down the Frosted Flakes and Corn Flakes. So
they ate the cereal dry? I mean, it was kind of hard to pour milk
yeah,
up
pour
there.
Milk.
Yeah, yeah. I have to ask Buzz how that works since Neil's no longer with us. Anyway, there are your 10 cereal facts that perhaps you did not know, but now you do, and you can thrill your friends and perhaps win some trivia contest with your knowledge of what we have in front of us today.
Still disappointed it wasn't Captain Fred Crunch.
That would have been funny. And then remember the old Steve Martin routine? First, speaking of that, that if you owned a bank, you had to name it something that sounded impressive, like, you know, First Federal Reserve and savings. You couldn't name it Fred's Bank because no one would put their money in Fred's Bank.